Yo, what's good? Welcome to Remember Blank PlayStation Edition, your Patreon exclusive show where each and every week we remember a PlayStation greatest hit. I'm your host, Jan Garcia, and I'm rolling solo dolo today to talk about none other than Daxter is the title that we were remembering. And as always, I have physical copies of all of these until I run out from my shelf. So we'll find out when that week is by staying tuned. This is a game that was originally released in 2006. Daxter is a platformer that came out on the PSP, and it is, of course, somewhat unsurprisingly, a spin-off of the Jak and Daxter series that takes place between the events of Jak 1 and Jak 2. I wouldn't say little-known facts, because I feel like it is a big conversation point on this game, is the fact that it was developed by Ready at Dawn, which I think they did just an incredible job making this feel seamlessly like a Naughty Dog game, in the sense that you would have no idea this was developed by another studio, an outside team. It controls and feels so much like, I think, that original franchise. Getting into it, it has a Metacritic of 85 currently. And at the time, I'm going to pull from two different reviews since we have a little bit more leeway time-wise to kind of dig into what was that conversation like surrounding Daxter at the time that it came out. We have Carrie Gauskos at GameSpot, who gave it a 9.1 and closed their review saying, "Daxter follows the Jak formula closely, but in the absence of a Jak game in the end of last year, Daxter plugs the hole almost perfectly by offering a console-rich action platforming gameplay that is almost better because it's on the PSP." Definitely a different time where like handheld had that energy to it, I think. Setting new standards for what the PSP is capable of, especially when it comes to graphics, Daxter is going to be enjoyable for almost anyone, even people who might not normally be interested in the gameplay. If you're a PSP owner, platformer enthusiast, or not, you simply can't go wrong with Daxter. So basically, anyone and everyone needs to play this game is kind of the feel of this review. And they end with the good and the bad, and they have the good, gorgeous, simply gorgeous, outstanding sound and music, wonderful adaptation of standard Jak gameplay, a lot of things to do in the game, and a reason to play through it again. The bad, some slight control and camera issues. Yeah. Still using the Jak formula, for better or worse. So it kind of plays like both sides of the, it's so familiar, but at the same time, I think it does have those limitations of what you might experience in that core franchise. We tossed to Chris Roper at IGN, who at the time gave it a 9, saying Daxter is simply an outstanding PSP game that brings back the old school platform in gaming industry has been shying away from more and more. Sure, its story is kind of ridiculous and even a little boring, but the events that said story lead into are fantastic. From the great level design to the ultra refined controls and the excellent production value, Daxter is a game every PSP gamer should check out. That was definitely my experience with this. Again, I am a huge PSP fan. I played a lot of my PSP at the time, and I tried to like run through most of the hits that came to the platform. And obviously, as a big Jak and Daxter fan, this is one that I, of course, was going to have to pick up. This definitely was of that era too, where I think we saw so many of those spin-off or side games that like maybe they, positive spin is cool version, portable, negative is a diluted version of what was a good or great game. But I truly think Daxter did nail it in the feel. And also, I think there's something so cool about the scale and the way that you look at the world in Daxter. It had that good blend of, if you look at the gameplay footage, the video version, you see it kind of being in this grassy kind of environmental based area, which if you've played Jak and Daxter, especially Jak 2 and Jak 3, so much of the environments in those games, yes, it's Cityscape, yes, it's Haven City, but there's also these pockets of what you're used to from that first game of those more natural areas. In this game too, Daxter has a fly swatter, so it's kind of a fun like in between of Jak 1 and Jak 2 in that sense. I think it does have a little bit more of a pure platforming aspect, but there is that, initial kind of melee weapon. There's other weapons in the game as well, but it kind of has a nice way to tie together a lot of those similar mechanics. You have like that spinning around with the fly swatter that's kind of akin to that spin that Jak has. You have, your classic wall jumps. It just feels like such a cool blend. And I think what's so appealing to me looking at this game in the modern era is just what a fun, different look it was at that in-between space of Jak 1 and Jak 2, where, in case you're unfamiliar, because I know some people are like, "Oh, there's a Daxter game on PSP. I didn't even realize that they had this spin-off title." From Jak 1 to Jak 2, through the events that take place, Jak and Daxter are separated for a time. And, the opening cutscene in Jak 2, Daxter is like, "Don't worry," but like they kind of get arrested going into this new world. And they get separated. You know, Daxter flees, as he does, and Jack's under arrest. And he's like, don't worry, buddy, I'm coming for you. I'll be right there. And either like 1.5 or 2 years later, they like do the time jump. And then Daxter reunites with Jack. And he's like, oh, I've been looking for you for like 2 years, man. Then boom, you're in Jack 2. That kicks off the story. So the idea of this being our time to finally look at, yeah, what the hell took him so long to do this? And getting not just an answer to that question, but one that's really fun and charming. I think from a personal level too, for me with this title, it has the thing that I really like in games that I've kind of discovered about myself, which is you are a small character in a regular size world, but it's kind of big because you're small. And Daxter had that aspect of, you're in Haven City, you know, the gameplay we're seeing now is one of the first kind of earlier missions where you're kind of going through that hotel and doing the, you're an exterminator. So it's kind of like the shtick of Daxter's role, like he ends up being this exterminator character, and that's why he has the fly swatter, and he has like other things to kind of help him fight these bugs that kind of relate to the whole like metalhead storyline and aspects like that. And you have like different enemies like fleas that kind of fit the fact that he's in that smaller stature. So I just think there are so many cool, smart decisions made for this, and this is definitely one that I plan to have in my rotation of games to go back to. Of course, that's not always a successful trip down memory lane, but I just really enjoyed everything about this, you know, the world, the way they kind of translated the experience and the combat, and really kind of blended, I think, the two games, not just narratively, but mechanically. I, of course, posted up and I'm like, y'all, hit me with your Daxter memories. You know, what do you think back to when you think of this game? And of course, as usual, y'all came through with the comments. We got Dominic Cisfrus. Apologies on the pronunciation, who says, I love the Jack series growing up and still do. I will never forget how exciting it was to explore Haven City on the PSP. Being able to take my favorite franchise on the go was truly a special moment, only to be topped by Uncharted Golden Abyss on the Vita. We also had Leonardo, who specifies, as a Gen Z, Daxter was the first game I finished in my life. And as a kid, I was always struggling with controls, platforming, combat, basically everything in games, but the character and its story kept me hooked. I took the PSP everywhere as it took me months to complete the game, and it just wouldn't shut up about how awesome the game was to my family and friends. But it's my brother's fault for introducing me to it. Still think that it's the best game on the PSP had, and nothing could change my opinion on it. Always wish for a sequel, but I guess that it's too late for that to happen. Yeah, I mean, it's been such a long time, and I think so many of these games, like, warrant a replay or a redabble into to really think of what are those like best PSP titles. Obviously on the main show we had our, you know, Vita recommendation episode from I think like 2, maybe even 3 years ago at this point on PS I Love You, and I definitely think that this is on my like top tier of games. You know, we talk about week after week for Remember Blank about what these games meant to us and how sometimes maybe they weren't the biggest hits across the board to people, but they resonated with us and we have fond memories of them. But for me, Daxter really is, when I look at my shelf, when I think back to that time, in that standout where this wasn't just, to me, a special time or a special memory or connection that I had. It also was just a really quality game that I think more people could benefit from checking out. You know, again, I always mention if you're into dipping into the retro scene, especially with a lot of these titles, they're not too much of an entry point. It's never too late to pick up Daxter, and I think you're gonna still have a good time with it even now. So that was me taking a trip down memory lane of Daxter, one of my favorite PSP games for one of my favorite franchises. So I, you know, remember loving this game back in the day, and it was a pleasure to get to take a trip down memory lane with all of y'all and what made this game so freaking cool. That has been our show, everyone. Next week, Blessing is picking the game, but he's not here because he hates the PSP, and I think he never had one. Or I'm just going to say he never had one because he's not here to correct me, but I think that is true. So stay tuned. Exactly. So stay tuned to our social channels for that update where we always, you know, try to post up, hey, hit us with your memories. So stay tuned for that. And remember, everyone, you need to be part of this show, and you can write in with your memories of whatever game that we're looking back on at kindoffunny.com/rememberblank. Thank you so much for your support here on Patreon. We couldn't do Kind of Funny without you. Please enjoy all of our exclusive content that you're getting. And until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.